Good morning. It's an honor to be here. This is my first presentation, professional presentation. As she mentioned, my name is Scholastic Nikuze. I'm actually a PhD student at Oregon State. When this project was conducted, I was a master's student at Lumonina University. I have two co-authors on this project. Dr. Diana Woods, who's in the audience today, she was also my mentor on this project, and Dr. Susan Montgomery, she's not here today. And this is a small part of a larger study, and my responsibility was to conduct, to develop a training manual, and it was part of my master's project. And it was, since it's a larger project, it's supported by several organizations and institutions, including the NIH, the CDC, California Endowment, and a few other ones. For this presentation, we have three objectives. First, to develop a culturally appropriate community-based training manual. Second, to pilot test it. And third, to refine that training manual. At the end of this presentation, I hope you can identify delivery modalities that are effective in engaging black men to also demonstrate effectiveness of structured community-based personal interactive decision-making aids in ethnic approaches to prostate cancer prevention, as well as make recommendations for effective health system policy changes to potentially decrease cancer mortality in black men. Just a little bit of information on prostate cancer. As you all might know, there's a large disparity in prostate cancer. African-American men have fairly larger, higher incident as well as mortality rate compared to other races in U.S. And moving down to San Bernardino County, California, where this project was conducted, this county is mostly Latino population, approximately 44%. Followed by white population, 38%, and black population is approximately 90%. And also in San Bernardino County, the mortality rate for prostate cancer is approximately, it mirrors the national rates. It's in San Bernardino County, the black men die approximately three times higher compared to other races. And for this project, we had three methodologies. We had five methodologies. First, to do a focused review of the literature, a grounded theory, qualitative data analysis, to develop the manual, to pilot test it, and refine the manual. Again, with the rates in San Bernardino County. And going in details, in the focused review of literature involved online web searches, which included the keywords and phrases, for example, prostate cancer education. And the selection criteria was based on six key areas that were determined by the CDC. We used the CDC recommendations, and also based on a curriculum or training manual, which could be used, could be a curriculum that can be used by institutions or organizations to educate individuals in healthcare, or those who might be interested in the training manuals. Is anything that can be used to be self-educated. And these are the CDC standards for prostate cancer education, which include communication skills, physician involvement, patient tools, shared decision making, creation of patient comfort, as well as screening guidelines and methods. My colleague also conducted a data analysis comparing the CDC recommendation with information that was found. She did for physicians, and I'll tell you more about how that was used in developing this manual. And this is what she found: the four organizations and three curriculums, as well as a training manual. And based on information that was found on education interventions, she did a matrix developed a metrics comparing the across the organizations based on the different CDC recommendations to see how these different organizations meet the recommendations. And then using the metrics, there was 8 different themes affecting black males in decision making for prostate cancer detection, and these include disease process, risk and health, facts about prostate cancer, information aids, testing, black male self-value, black communication style, communication barriers. And using those 8 themes, this is how it looks like, again, comparing the different organizations to see how they meet these different specific needs for black men. And using those 8 themes, emerging themes, that led us to developing our layout and the design for the prostate cancer manual, and to develop sections, topics, content, and the pilot testing procedure. For this manual, we had 4 sections. In the first section, it was a prostate cancer background information that went over pretty much everything that if anyone is going to be diagnosed with cancer, or they know anyone who has cancer, or anyone who's interested in knowing about prostate cancer, that went over all that information. In the second section, we had National Cancer Institute reference manual, which covered a diagnosis of prostate cancer, coping with cancer, as well as resources. In the third section, we had another National Cancer Institute resource as well, and this went over abnormal results and biopsy information, as well as prostate cancer and its function, and finally the course of prostate changes. In our final section, we had prostate cancer research and contact information locally as well as nationally. During our pilot testing, we had 4 meetings that were 2 hours each, and we met in a community-based organization in the local area, San Bernardino area. We had 5 peer navigators, which were consisted of 4 males and 1 female, and the ages ranging from 59 to 76 years of age. And these peer navigators were recruited specifically for their position in the community. They were given a draft of the training manual, and they signed a consent form, and they contributed to the testing procedure, which included giving their feedback on content appropriateness, delivery methods, setting, the manual layout, format, and style, as well as other suggestions that could contribute to making this manual specifically appropriate for black males. And our results, which is their comments and suggestions. The layout, the format, and the content was very well received. They say it was good. The delivery method, they suggested using a team of health educators, a physician, and a prostate cancer survivor in delivering the information, and also suggested meeting in the community rooms, which a lot of people know so they can attend. And for delivery method, they suggested using a PowerPoint presentation, using pictures and slides, as well as allowing enough time for discussion and interaction. Also, the suggestion regarding the most effective way of delivering information included using black male campaigns, presence of a physician and survival again, and having a family-friendly environment, culture-appropriate handouts and brochures, like using appropriate pictures and appropriate language, and having a pre- and post-test to test for knowledge and behavior change, and to also have resource information and group sessions. And regarding their suggestions, also on advantages of utilizing structured community-based personal interactive decision-making aids, included, they said that community empowerment and partnership as well as increasing prostate cancer knowledge and screening, decreasing prostate cancer myth, support group generates early detection actions and increased self-efficacy, as well as the male-to-male discussion around health and prevention was also very effective. And overall, they also suggested that this menu needed more nutrition information, and it would be helpful to disseminate it in the community at a community level, as well as increase more prostate cancer education in the community using public campaigns, as well as offer community level education to on a regular basis in different locations to give different people options to attend. And this manual is now in a refinement process. Since this was a larger study, it's just a small part of a larger study, over, it's been going on for the last 6 years, but over, just throughout the project, there's a few implications for policy changes that could be used to benefit the black male as far as decreasing prostate cancer. And the first would be to adopt ethnic-centered screening guidelines, quality review policies, and ethnic-centered health system outreach, as well as to develop policies mandate to establish prevention health systems that are consumer-driven and community-based. And thank you very much. That was my presentation. If you have any questions about the developing the menu, I'll be happy to answer it. Also, my co-authors in the audience, if you have questions regarding the larger study, should also be happy to answer it.